Ukraine has received a massive military boost from its Western allies as it prepares for a renewed offensive by Russian forces. The US has declared it's sending 31 battle tanks from the M1 Abrams class to Ukraine, just hours after Germany finally relented to pressure from its allies and announced a historic decision to send 14 Leopard 2 tanks. Berlin will also allow partner countries to deliver German-made tanks from their own arsenals. Spain, Finland and the Netherlands have suggested they're open to sending their tanks to Ukraine. The UK is also sending 14 of its Challenger 2 tanks.
The Abrams tanks are the most capable tanks in the world. They're also extremely complex to operate and maintain. So we're also giving Ukraine the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain these tanks on the battlefield. And we'll begin to train the Ukrainian troops on these issues of sustainment, logistics and maintenance as soon as possible. Delivering these tanks to the field is going to take time. Time that we'll use to make sure the Ukrainians are fully prepared to integrate the Abrams tanks into their defenses.
The European Court of Human Rights has announced it will hear a case against Russia over the downing of flight MH17. All 298 people on board the Malaysia Airlines flight were killed when it was shot down by a Russian-made Buk missile in 2014. The missile was launched by Ukrainian separatists backed by Moscow, but Russia has always denied any involvement. Lebanon's top prosecutor has ordered the release of all suspects detained in connection with the Beirut port blast in 2020. More than 200 people were killed when chemicals stopped in a warehouse caught fire, causing the explosion. The prosecutor has also filed charges against the judge overseeing the case, who resumed his investigation into the explosion on Monday. High-level political interference and legal complaints had paralysed the probe for more than a year. Protests have been held across major cities in South Africa, with people calling for an end to power cuts and electricity price increases. Crowds rallied outside the headquarters of the governing Africa National Congress Party. South Africans are suffering scheduled power cuts of 6 to 10 hours every day.